Hello, it's been 4 months since I have uploaded my podcast. Long time, right? But a lot happened in these 4 months. I'm sure most of them would know about it, but in this podcast show, I'll explain everything that happened in these 4 months. So before I begin, welcome to my podcast show, Truth and Wine. So how are you all? I hope you all are doing good. Well, I'm doing great right now, but the past few months weren't that good for me. So I uploaded my last podcast on 24th May, and soon after that my classes started and I got really busy. June was a hectic month. I had to write 2 internal exams on the same month. June was full of exams and submission of assignments, records, labs and etc. Second internal came so fast that I didn't get enough time to process what was actually happening. I had to write 2 exams on one day, so they completed 6 exams in 3 days. Yeah. Then soon after June, within 1 week, my external exams started. So my semester exams started very quickly and my sem exams also came in with very few days of study leave. Of course, I had to put in a lot of pressure and efforts that I ended up in hospital after my signals and systems exam. It was my 3rd exam. I got a huge back pain because of continuously sitting and putting in much strain. And due to many reasons, the rest 4 exams took exactly 1 month to get completed. So I actually planned to upload my podcast soon after the exams got over, since the script was already ready. But something huge and worse happened in my life, which actually changed my whole life. Soon after my sem exams, my external lab exams came, and on the same week, I got a big boil on my right thigh. Yes, you heard it right. It was very small in the beginning, but it grew into a very large boil within 1.5 weeks. You know, it was very painful. I couldn't walk, sit, lay down. I couldn't do anything. And I could not take rest because my lab practice were going on, so I had to go to the college through bus by suffering all the pain. On the 8th of August, I consulted the doctor and she said that I would immediately need a surgery. Because the pus went very deep into the skin that it became very complicated, she gave me some medicines and deep inside I thought that it would go. On the 9th, the pus reduced a bit, but I was not able to take rest since on the next day I had my microcontroller lab exam. And on the same day, Appa was coming from the ship after 9 months. So Amma could neither drop me nor pick me up from the college. I had to go by bus. I still remember I cried on that day because of the pain, you know. It was very painful. My thighs hit the edge of the seat several times and the pain just increased. I suffered a lot on that day, okay. I gave my exam because of the pain. I was not able to concentrate that much and my exams didn't go very well. After giving the exam, I soon checked my boil because it was paining very, you know, unusually. I saw some blood and what I saw was my skin actually got separated from the pus and the pus was actually bulging out. Yes, all I could see was some pus bulged out and some blood. So it got more complicated. Pain was unbearable. Till then it was brown in color, but after giving the exam, it was red in color. What actually happened was that I had to walk several times for getting the proceed and the chair was uncomfortable to sit on. And with the same pain, I took the bus, went to my home. I was not at all able to walk properly. Whenever my thighs used to rub each other, I used to see heaven. With the same pain, I had to welcome my Appa and then study for the next exam, since both exams took place consecutively. And on the next day, Appa and Amma took me to the college since my situation got very worse. I gave the exam. Exam went very well. And immediately I was taken to the hospital. Doctor checked the boil and he told immediate admission. He told immediate operation on the next day, that is on the 12th of August in the morning itself. My operation was done on the 12th of August and I was not able to move for 1 month. I had a full bed rest for 1 month. All I could do was breathe, cry and hope for everything to be okay. It was on the last week that I became completely okay. After 1.5 months, I went back to my college. I started going back to my college last Monday and I restarted my new life. Definitely, I'll do a show on my operation experience in the coming episode. So yeah, it took a lot of courage and hard work to come back. Now I'm completely alright. So that is the reason why I restarted my podcast also. A lot happened in these 4 months that I still haven't processed. I got a big opportunity to work as a voiceover artist at Bunny Studio in the US, California, and I am the only female artist from Kerala. So that is a good news from my side. It happened 2 weeks back, so September started with blessings. August was not at all my month. It was a month of pain and tears. So before talking about any topic, I wanted you guys to know about this, since many of them asked me what actually happened to my podcast. So this is the answer. Things didn't go the way I planned it to be. But hopefully I will be uploading my podcast regularly hereafter if nothing comes in between. So this episode was about a quick update. So that's it, and see you all in the next week with my operation updates. So till then, have some patience, and wishing you all a very happy week ahead. Ta-ta!